Rex Warwick speaking.
Good. How you going, mate? Oh, how you going, mate? I recognise you. Carl Folletti, yes, how you going? Yeah, not too bad, mate. How can I help? Oh, yes. Okay. Nice. Awesome. Yeah, that's a great idea. I'd go the safer option, just go the normal standard scoop. It's going to make no difference there, really. It's just if you get the one that doesn't fit, then you're going to be up shit creek. There's no. Yeah, it's really not, as long as it's got like the main underneath, then that's all you really need. Yeah, that's probably going to be the safer option. If you SGR, because you need a massive scoop on that for those. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't know what's gonna. I wouldn't know what's gonna fit in there. That's the only thing. That's, I mean, like, I suppose, yeah. If it's bigger than an STR one, then it's probably gonna fit then. Yeah, I'm not sure, man. It's worth asking. Ask CarMod, see if they've got any info from Process West. I'm assuming it's Process West. Yeah, they might have some measurements for you. Yeah, if they can get some measurements to you, do that. No, we've got stock. No, we've got stock, so it's fine. Yeah. It's, I don't mind. Up to you, man. Like completely. We sort of like taking bookings for mid-December, just before we head off to holidays, and then we're back in January as well. It does, yeah, it does make a bit, yeah, it does, yeah. Well, I can take advantage of the intercooler if you get it straight off the bat. So we can tune it on the factory cooler, but if you put it on the other one, it's not going to change anything. Does it make sense? Whereas if we do it all together, then I can, there's potential there for more straight off the bat. I think it's 395 for any sort of retune, you guys charge. Yeah. Yeah. That's okay. Maybe, well, up to you. Like, maybe ring. I'm assuming it's coming from CarMods. Yeah, just ring them now, like while before they finish up, and just say when is it coming, and then call us first thing in the morning and let me know. Yeah, just book it in. Yeah, done, man. All the bits and pieces. Yeah, correct. We're gonna have to take that intercooler off, even if you put it on yourself, because to get to the downpipe, it's gonna come off anyway. So you might as well let us do it. I think the modification they charge 440, I think it was, and then the install of the downpipe is 450. Tune's 990, which is good because we don't have to do any custom bullshit software or anything like that anymore. Yeah, it's really good, man. Yeah, really good. So yeah, so I would have thought, what's a thousand to 2,000? Fuck, you wouldn't think it'd be more than 2.5 altogether with the labor side of things, and then the downpipe, sorry, labor and tune, and then the downpipes, I think $1,000. So 3.5 maybe, all up. Yeah, I think, yeah. You can do it later on. There's no problem there. You absolutely. That's more than fine. You can do that later on. Yeah. So you still got used to. It does. It'll make a difference, especially high RPM. So there might be a few kilowatts in it, but it's more consistency. So like the thing will consistently make the same, like the same or better power than a factory one, whereas the factory one, the hotter it gets, the worse the power is going to get. Yeah, but it's like we're still talking the factory turbo here as well. Just yeah, just stick to just you know, yeah, just stick to the factory cooler then, mate. Yeah, if I would say if you're gonna then do the next step is put a bigger turbo on it, and then intercooler and retune. Yeah, I reckon that'll work out better. Let's have a look. What do we got? What do we got? I can do December 11th, which is a Thursday. Yeah, if you want, or we can do in the new year. Up to you. Done. You just let me know your thoughts. We'll get it all booked in. Nope, anytime. Have a great night, huh? Thank you. Bye.